the murmuration of starlings in the tree behind us. There's all the starlings squeaking away. They will be off later on to their amazing flights.
Branwen's bird.
So we're the Bran and Branwen today. Branwen is the in the same story where we've been looking at Bran, who was the bridge. He has a sister, Branwen, whose name means white raven. So he is the raven, she is a white raven. And she is taken away by Matholwch, king of Ireland, and is treated badly, and she trains a starling who flies between the worlds to tell Bran that she is being badly treated. And this is how Bran goes to the island of Ireland in order to rescue Branwen. So it's a bit strange that we've got loads of starlings kind of sitting in and sitting with us. So what we're going to do now is to another aspect of bridging, in a way, where we're going to use the cards, and effectively you're going to read each other's fortunes. So we're going to, this is nine of us, so you're going to go into groups of three. And you can use either of the two packs of cards. You've got either the tarot pack or the other ones, whatever you feel comfortable with. And we're going to use a very, very simple form to do this. So there will be, in each group of three, there'll be, because you're going to each read each other's cards in different ways, but so one person will be the reader. One person effectively will be the client. Third person will be acting as the living bridge between them, and just sitting, paying attention to both of them, just kind of, I don't know, just giving some kind attention. And the person who is, the job of the person who's having their cards read is just to think about some issue, some question in their life that they want to pay attention to, in whatever way. And just to gently think about it while you shuffle the cards.
So, do we have to put some question form?
Not necessarily, but it needs to be clear. You need to be, so there has to be some focus in your mind about, in some ways, about, it could be an issue, it could even be, I'm wondering about something, or it could be anything. But it has to be clear, so it doesn't have to be a direct question. It has to be, So that you just hold that there. And then what you're going to do is that then you give the cards to the person who is going to read the cards for you. And they're just going to lay out five cards. And it'll be like a circled cross, really. So the top of the thing is basically the east. And you swing around to the south. And you come to the west. And to the north. And finally to the center. And you're not, the person in the client position isn't going to tell the person what they've asked or even what they're thinking about. Because what the person then, all you then do is you look at these cards and you let them tell you a story. So I've just done this. So if I was reading this, I wasn't very clearly doing it when I was thinking about it. But if I, so the card, the first card I get is a man sitting in front of a fire with a hammer in the moonlight, and there's something about sitting in the night with the fire, letting something emerge, enabling something to emerge. The next card that I come to is an upside down card. So things are upside down, and there's an old stone fallen over in the bracken that's got neglected. So I'm trying to help something emerge here. So if I put those two together, it talks to me about something's trying to emerge. There's something lost and is upside down. Then there's a stone that's standing, there's an upright stone in the center of things with a lot of green light shin. So there's not, and so there's a, suddenly out of that upside down place, there comes a place of focus. But there's lots of rubble around. There's still things that need clearing away. And then as I come to this card here, there's a split stone, which talks to me about splitness, and it's clear. I think that the space is more clear, but there's still a split. There's still a split that needs closing. And then finally, there's a card in the middle that's got a river behind it, and it's something about crossing a bridge. And the stone almost looks like it might be crossing the, enabling you to cross the bridge. And then it's got mysterious markings on it. So something new is emerging. So that's the story of those cards as they just tell themselves to me. So the thing about doing this is you get very simple with it. Don't be clever. Don't work out what they mean. Just look at the images and don't refer to the books or anything like that. Just say, or either of them really. So you can use either the tarot pack or this one. And just literally look at the images and let them talk to you, and then talk that to your client. So we'll do this for about, all in all, it'll take 15 minutes. So basically, the whole exercise is going to take about an hour, because you'll do it three times, so that everybody's had their cards, where everybody's in all three positions, and then there's a quarter of an hour at the end for the small groups, just to talk amongst themselves about what that experience is like, and then we'll sort of come back together. Does that seem clear enough? I'll more or less keep the time, so I'll tell you. When you need to change, so you don't have to, so you can just, you know, pay attention to what you're doing. And then now comes the awful moment of getting into groups of three, which, as we've not done it before, is always a slightly tricky moment. So just get yourselves into the groups of three. And when you're ready and have set up your roles, I'll ring the bell and we'll begin.